Now, well, you listen to it here as he's going to reduce it to a simple statement. Then he'll amplify what he means. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbors thyself. Now, how are we going to get that in our lives, this matter of love? We're now in a very important section. By love, serve one another. Now he says, verse 14, for all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The one word, of course, is love. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And here is a verse, verse 15. I've always wanted to preach a sermon on this text. I never did get the sermon up, never did preach it. Probably never will. But I've got a title for it. Listen to the verse first. Here's the text. But if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one of another. And my subject would be Christian cannibals. Eat and devour and bite one another. And you know that's what happened in many churches today. You can get bitten there, by the way, and the bite is as bad as a mad dog. And there's nothing you can take. You can't take any kind of serum for rabies. You just have to suffer under it. Because there are a lot of mad dogs today. They'll bite you. And they devour you. And unfortunately, the world has passed by the church today. And I'm sorry it has. There are many fine people in our churches, and there are some wonderful preachers throughout this country. But did you know that the life of some Christians are keeping the world outside from attending certain churches? I happen to know that. Why, I happen to know men that have been turned away from the church by the life of those in it. What are they doing? Why, they don't love one another. They bite and devour one another. And I tell you, it's a terrible thing.